I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Lisa Coombs-Giroux. She is the CEO of the Marquette County YMCA for an update on activities and programs that are going on at the Y. Here's more with Lisa Coombs-Giroux.
We've been very fortunate to be selected for some Walmart food and fun and fitness and feeding grants. And we've been doing some before and after school program alliance with the Michigan Department of Community Health. And working with a number of organizations, the Reach and Rise, which is the juvenile justice program. So there's been some national programs that we've been able to bring in that are making some huge impact in Marquette County. And as a result, I've gotten called out to do, you know, some talking a little bit and some training, which is kind of exciting. And then, of course, like you, I took a trip to Finland with a bunch of girls to play some basketball for a few weeks. That was great.
That was probably quite an adventure. It was just my wife and I when we went. I can imagine holding a whole team over there, making sure. But anyway, that was fun, I'm sure.
That was. And so we've been in and out. And then Thursday, you know, we always have the third Thursday. And every month is our Achieve meeting. So as the co-chair of the Achieve Coalition, I end up at that meeting on the third Thursday. So I've missed you guys.
Well, it's nice to have you back and nice to have you here. And lots of exciting things happening at the Y. We recently heard about the groundbreaking and the moving ahead with the expansion. And then yesterday, about some stuff on the West End as well.
Yes, Nagani is up and operational. We have seen a 27% increase in membership, which is fantastic. That's kind of above where we've projected by this point within our, you know, when you do a schematic of what it's going to look like as you grow. And it's above, which is fantastic. And the interesting thing is most of them are seniors. Married senior couples have come on in and embraced the Y out there, and it's fantastic. Rachel has started the new neighborhood program, which is the neighborhood, the Y reaching out to neighborhoods to do work in the community rather than, you know, us always trying to figure out how people can come help us. It's us figuring out, once again, how can our members come and help in the community. And that's a launch of a new program. We're one of the first in the country to do that. And Rachel, we decided to pilot it in Nagani with the new Y. And they have picked some projects that we'll unveil as we're moving forward. But I think they've got three that they're looking at helping out in the West End in the community. So that's pretty exciting.
And of course, the big news here in the Marquette area is that expansion and groundbreaking moving forward. And that means it's probably pretty busy around the offices right now.
Well, it's been some consolidation. And that, I think, has been the biggest challenge. And it's a challenge for all of us, including a membership. We downsized at Vandenboom because of the alternative school moving in, and we're in four classrooms. So we moved the four-year-old preschool to the Y facility itself. So one room there now is a classroom with the little kids in there. And then we moved the kids' watch area over to the gymnastics kind of room, and then the gym has been kind of taken over in another capacity. And then the Y lounge is being used for a classroom. So a lot of shifting of spaces, and we're going to see a lot of that this fall, trying not to change service that we're doing and you know, offering as much as we can. Fortunately for us, the West End facility is up, so a lot of the programs, you know, the martial arts, the gymnastics, with the programs, we can do that out there now. So folks that were driving in to participate in the Marquette facility can now be right in Nagani. But space-wise, as we kick off, we awarded the project last week to Gunlock Champion, and the board voted on that and has moved forward. We anticipate having groundbreaking here in a couple weeks and start to move the project forward.
And then that's really when things are going to start getting a little, you'll notice the busyness of it and shifting some things around, but all with the goal of getting to a major expansion.
It is. It's about doubling the size of our footprint. And the really nice thing is it's things that folks have asked for in the community, additional fitness equipment, an additional wellness room for some training and, you know, service for youth programs and teen programs. And then adding another gymnasium, two gymnasiums, as anyone knows in the winter with, you know, we know what happened a couple years ago, but still, you know, the boys and girls sports seasons combining, that has really put a demand on a lot of gym space. And then rec leagues, you know, there's just not space for folks to have rec leagues. So we're excited about getting that up and going and hopefully being done February, March.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, this sort of target date is when?
I think we're going to transition in. The front lobby will probably be the first part of the project. And while that happens, our entrance will be through the gymnasium, which is a little bit of a shift. And then from there, we'll move in to get the wellness center. We hope, you know, get that piece done. And then from there, the big gym, and, you know, keep it moving forward. But it'll be some construction, mm-hmm. but we're going to try to stay open during all of it so that our members can still, you know, get in and, you know, be part of all the work that we're doing and being able to serve our community.
Comments of Lisa Coombs-Giroux, CEO of the YMCA of Marquette County. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelof.